Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, it's all things rail safety as we talk with the Commissioner of the Wisconsin Railroads, Don Brewing. That's next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Don Brewing took over as Wisconsin's Railroad Commissioner back in March. Prior to that, he's spent the bulk of his occupational life as an educator and, more recently, three terms in the State Assembly.
My background is actually was as a high school teacher. I've spent 45 years between teaching full-time, doing long-term subs and substitute teaching. I spent 45 years in the classroom, and 37 of them at Milton, in Milton, Wisconsin, at Milton High School, where I coached 81 high school teams. I coached 90 high school teams total. So I've been a coach and an umpire. And then when I retired full-time from teaching, I ran for the State Assembly and was elected three times, starting in 2016. And then in the last election cycle, I was gerrymandered out of my district and put into a completely new district that was with odds against me winning because of my party, but I lost by 240 votes. And after I lost, the governor's office called me when the railroad commissioner job came open and asked me if I would be interested in being railroad commissioner. So here I am. This is my new position.
And how are you liking it?
I'm enjoying it. I'm finding out all the ins and outs of the jobs. I mean, I wasn't aware of what the railroad commissioner did before I got the job, but what we are in charge of all the public crossings in the state of Wisconsin, and there are over 4,200 public crossings in the state of Wisconsin.
Brewing says on top of the over 4,200 public railroad crossings in Wisconsin.
Well, there's a couple thousand private crossings too, but those are between railroads and landowners and stuff, because law says you cannot block a landowner from his land. So if a track goes through a farmer's land, the railroad has to provide them with a crossing, a private crossing that they can go over. Mm-hmm. And so what I want to make our office more visible, and that's why I'm talking to you, is for people to realize that we believe statistics show that railroad traffic is going to increase because of the shortage of truck drivers. We're going to see, I think, railroads utilized more. And we want to make sure that that people know our office has public safety most in mind. And we're really looking at your area of Wisconsin, because there are four high-speed rail projects that are in the planning stage. And one of them goes from Chippewa Falls to Minneapolis, and the other one goes from McClure to Minneapolis. And so if that's the case, we'll have higher speed rail traffic going on the railroads, which will make our job then more important, because we might have to look at, gates and lights and those kind of things at some of these crossings.
Brewing says railroad safety is a top concern of his.
Since I've been commissioner, I got appointed March 20th. Since I've been commissioner, we've had three deaths. And what people should know is that there is an accident with the railroads in Wisconsin every 3 hours. There's some type of incident.
Wow.
That happens every 3 hours. And so, whether it's just a little brush or people trespassing, we find, we get incident reports probably about 10 to 12 a month that take place. You know, when I say incidents, I mean somebody trespassing on there or something like that. We've had five derailments since March 20th, two major ones. You've probably heard about the one in DeSoto where some hazmat material went into Mississippi River, but it was totally contained. And we had a major, and there was Love and Carza that went off the track. And then we had a major one in Reeseville, Wisconsin, which isn't that far from Watertown for people that don't know where that is, but 29 cars went off the track, and the city of Reeseville was blocked off by the train that wasn't part of the track. And so As soon as those major incidents take place, I get the call and I'm off to see derailment. And I saw something in Reachville I never saw in my life, and that was a rail from the track that went directly straight through a car and was sticking out the car. So I want to tell people who are listening that when trains are going at a 45, 50, 60 mile an hour clip, not to get too close to the tracks, because if there is a derailment, they create quite of quite of a lot of debris, and they scatter quite a bit around the tracks.
What do you find is people's mentality in terms of their vehicle and beating the train?
Well, we can tell you the most serious accidents have happened where people have tried to beat the gates, or they get caught in between the gates. In fact, that was the case of one that was killed in Junction City this year. Is he had a lawnmower tractor, 78-year-old man, and he went around the gates. And I'm sure he looked one way, but he didn't look the other way. It was a different situation because there was three sets of tracks and two gates, and he actually got hit with the tracks that had no gates because I don't think he was looking. And so. So you'd be well, you've probably seen it where people try to beat the gates down, or they go through where the red lights are. We in my own town here in Milton, we have two different railroads go through here, and we have one track where we have lights and gates, and the other one we just have lights. And when the lights go on, I if I'm there and I see the train coming, there are a lot of people who simply don't stop with the red. And so that's a problem. So that's part of education. But when we do things now, we find it isn't that much more money to install the gates if you have to install the lights. So everything that we do now will include gates from our office.
What was your interest in railroad before, and how has that heightened as you've stepped into this job this year?
Well, I grew up on a farm in central Wisconsin, 10 miles east of Marshfield. And I grew up listening to the train every night because we were only about a quarter mile from the tracks. And so when I go back home and visit the area, the train is still there, and it's even much more visible, and many more trains are going through there. And so as train traffic increases, and as we're talking, and like I said, especially as we're talking about more passenger rail, it's much more important that we have these tracks safe for passenger rail, because then if a passenger train hits someone, it could affect people who are passengers in that train and cause a lot more harm. And that's why it's important for us to be proactive rather than wait until it actually gets upon us. So we're trying to be more proactive and looking at some of these crossings that might be dangerous before we ever get these passenger rails up and running.
And we're talking about the passenger rail at a higher rate of speed too, right?
Right. A lot of these trains in some of these areas, we only go, 20 to 30 miles an hour. You're talking passenger trains that are going 70, 80 miles an hour. And we see freight trains, usually their speeds are 45 to 50 miles an hour. So we have, even greater speed, with the passenger rail. And, and I don't know if you've ever ridden an Amtrak, but I've ridden an Amtrak, and, your people are walking, you can walk from car to car and stuff. And if they had to stop suddenly, I mean, it certainly puts people in harm's way if they're walking and the train hits something. And so we have to make sure that our crossings are safe. And that's what's important. And then, like I said, some of the things I look at, like I saw a crossing up in St. Croix County where the track was very high and it was a steep incline to get over the crossing from both ways. And so if it looked in the wintertime, if a car stopped and it tried to get going, and you got a 45, 50 mile an hour train coming, and they try to get going and they spin sideways or without and try to beat the train, it could cause a major problem. And so, or a piece of farm machinery where they can't get going real quick. So those are some of the things that I look for. I mean, I to try to be more practical in which ones we close, because nobody likes to see roads closed, because especially people living in the area, because they're used to going a certain way. So I want to be, understanding of that, so I have the least amount of people affected. But at the same time, we also have to be understanding that, someone's life is worth, some protection. So we have to take that into account.
How personally do you take it in terms of these deaths that have happened in your tenure? I mean, you obviously go immediately there and try to understand the situation, but obviously, and I'm sure your goal and hope and prayer, as all of us, would be that that there'd be no fatalities. And yet, that's like saying no road fatalities, right?
Well, we had a 16-year-old boy that was from Burlington killed on a bicycle, but he went around the gates and turned right into the train coming. There's nothing there that could have been done differently. It was human error. He made bad judgment. So you really can't take that too personal. I went to Burlington, talked to the police officers about the situation. The other one, we had two deaths, different crossings in Junction City where we had two people die. One was a private crossing with a farmer, and another one was a man with a lawnmower going around. And in our meetings with the DOT, because we work with the DOT on closures, there's been enough fatalities there that we think we're going to do a reconfiguration of that area, because there's been more fatalities and incidents in that area. And so when you get that happening, then change doesn't happen fast, but we're hoping in the next few years something will be changed in Junction City so that we don't get that another fatality there like that again.
Wisconsin Railroad Commissioner Don Vruwink tells Chippewa Valley This Week more of what he's trying to do to raise the visibility of his office.
The other night was National Night Out here in, well, around the state. And so my office, we're going to be going around this, we're going to go different communities for National Night Out. We are going to do some parades around the state in different communities that have railroads, along with Operation Lifesaver. We coordinate with them. And so since I've been gotten in the office, I want that to make us more visible. And that's one of the reasons why I'm talking to you, because we see rail influencing your area. I was just up in your area a couple of weeks ago looking at crossings in the town of Roberts. And then I was looking at some crossings in near Spencer, where we've had some fatalities. And actually, I'm going back up in your area next week to look at some crossings in Baldwin, and to go over to Pepin, and to look at some near Chippewa Falls. Because on my order, I can order a crossing closed or a road closed, and the road becomes a dead end, and we close the crossing. And so before I do that, I want to take a sensible approach where I go up and see the area, see the crossing, see what might be the best to close. And we only close them if there's been fatalities. All of our orders are based upon fatalities or incidences that have occurred near tracks, and we're trying to funnel traffic away from a bad visibility crossing to one where we can put gates and lights and get people to go across there to save lives. And that's what's our most important function, is that we want to make sure that nobody loses their life because of the train, because we've made the crossing as safe as we can make it.
But what makes for a good crossing and what makes for kind of a troubling or concerning crossing? I mean, can you spot that ahead of time?
Well, some of the crossings I've looked at that have been that I think have some problems, when the roads go, when the trains angle across the roads, like I looked up some in some townships, and there's a couple crossings or been incidences where you get to the crossing, and for me, being an older person, it's hard for me to turn completely and look left, and the track is angled. And so if you're an older person, can't turn very well, it's very possible that they might not be able to see the train coming. And I've also seen where the visibility, I mean, up in your area, there are a lot of areas where the tracks curve and you don't see more than 1,000 feet before the train comes. And then if there is trees or something obstructing it, it can, when these trains are coming 45, 50 miles an hour, they get there a lot faster than what some people realize. And so that's what we look for, is a possible red flags that might want us to look at what crossings we should close.
Great stuff. Give me your final word for folks, Don.
Well, remember the trains are coming faster than what you realize a lot of times. And for some of these trains with a lot of cars, it sometimes takes them over a mile to stop. And so if they see you on the road, they can't just hit the brakes because they have a lot of things to consider in their training. So, be safe. Look every time you cross the tracks.
71-year-old Don Vruwink, a longtime educator in Wisconsin, in Milton, and more recently a three-term Democratic state representative representing the 43rd Assembly District from 2017 through 2022, but more recently appointed as the Railroad Commissioner in the Badger State and serving in that capacity since March 20th. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio, this week focusing on railroad safety. Thanks for listening.